Now, how many houses do we need in Kerry? How many will we need for the next 10 to 15 years along the lines of our population projections and our population growth, so that we're not in a situation that we're in now where we don't have enough houses for the number of people who want houses? Well, the ESRI have been crunching the numbers, and Kerry could need as many as 1,500 new houses a year, every year, between now and 2040. That's at the high end of projections. To talk about this in more detail, I spoke to Paul Egan. He's from Tralee and he's research officer in the economic analysis division with the ESRI, and I asked him for his overall view on what the ESRI are saying in terms of the country and how many houses that they need, that we will need between now and 2040.
Yeah, exactly. So this report provides estimates of structural or demographic housing demand at a regional level based on assumptions around population growth, headship rates, which is related to the typical household size, and then the rates of obsolescence of the housing stock. So the rate of obsolescence would be how many dwellings fall out of the housing stock each year due to disrepair or a property being no longer fit for purpose. And because these drivers of housing demand are subject to uncertainty, we consider a range of alternative assumptions and scenarios. And overall, the report suggests that based on these demographic factors and population growth, between 35,000 and 53,000 dwellings are needed per year based on these various projected population growth scenarios.
That's what will be needed. And the scenarios you go with, the low base, the middle and the high, is that right, in terms of, well, if it turns out to be this much, then this much, or if it's the baseline, you'll need, you know, the lower level?
Yeah, exactly. So it's we actually consider 12 scenarios because it's kind of layered. So we have three population growth scenarios. So one is a baseline population growth. And these are determined by international migration, because international migration is the key driver of population change in Ireland. So we have three demographic scenarios. One, which is the baseline, like you mentioned, so that gives you net immigration of about 35,000 per year to 2030, and then about 20,000 between 2030 and 2040. Then you have a high international and a low international migration scenario, which would be plus 10 and minus 10, the baseline, basically. And then you have a number of assumptions around headship. So we have two different assumptions around headship, which relates to the household size. And then finally, we have two assumptions around obsolescence rate, two different obsolescence rates that we apply. So basically, we get a range of between 35,000 and 53,000. So like 35,000 would be the low immigration demographic scenario. It would be the headship or the household size remaining broadly constant as it is now, and the lower obsolescence rate.
And what is our household size as things stand?
At the moment you can say the household size would be around 2.6. So the assumptions we make, and we would have it kind of coming down. Well, by the end of the projection period in 2040.
Yeah.
So that's in the kind of constant household size scenario. Over time, then, we also assume, based on work that our colleagues at the ESRI have done on household size in Ireland, kind of converging towards, not reaching, but towards kind of a European average, because we do have quite a high, we have the highest household size among a group of European countries. So in the scenario then that we assume that the headship rate, or sorry, the household size falls, comes down to around 2.4 by the end of the estimation period, or the simulation period. And then we apply two different obsolescence rates as well of 0.25 and 0.5%. So that's where we get the range. And if you take an average across all 12, we end up with around 44,000 units per year from 23 to 2030, and then about 40,000 units per year from 2030 to 2040. So it's not exactly linear. But just another really important thing to point out is that this is just based on structural housing demand. So it's kind of important to distinguish between structural housing demand and total housing demand. Structural housing demand is related to demographics and population growth, which is what we look at.
I could just try and explain it, that means this is what we'll need if our population increases by X amount, this is what we need to plan for, whereas actual could be different, because there's a number of politicians are out today already saying, look, this doesn't count the pent-up demand that's there historically,
exactly.
So that the people, yeah. So many people are waiting, so this is what we need to plan to build
for our growth rates, not what's demand already and the lack of housing which has been there for the last, we'll call it 10 years maybe.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what total demand then is, the structural element that we look at, plus what's known as pent-up demand or the housing deficit. So that would be the gap between supply and demand that has existed since, say, maybe 2011, where the supply of houses, the number of completions, has been well below the kind of underlying demand for houses. So that's what pent-up demand would be. So our figures represent, just based on population growth and demographics, household size and in the obsolescence rate.
And from there, then, the regional areas you looked at, obviously you've looked at the growth in major towns and cities across the country, and the overall population growth is estimated to 6.1 million by 2040, and Kerry will need plenty of houses if we're to keep pace with that growth and the growth of people living in the county.
Yeah, exactly. So in our baseline scenario, we have Kerry's population growing. So if we start in 2022, which is obviously the latest census figures, we have a population going from 157,000 in 2022 to 183,000 in 2040. So it's around a 16% increase. So that represents an annual increase per year in the baseline demographic scenario of around just under 1%, so 0.9%. So, I mean, we can kind of look at the amount of houses needed in Kerry then across a number of different scenarios. So if we think of, say, an average across all assumptions, so that would be the 44,000 figure I mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
Out of that 44,000, Kerry would be looking at about 1,190 dwellings per year, additional dwellings per year. And then that's out 2023 to 2030, and then from 2030 to 2040, about 1,060, let's say, new dwellings would be required. But like I said, these estimates are sensitive to changing assumptions. It could be as low, say, in the lowest scenario, so that would be where we have the low migration scenario, the current trends in household size, and the lower obsolescence rate. You're talking about 950 dwellings required 2023 to 2030, and 724 required from 2030 to 2040. Whereas on the other end of it, if you go to the highest scenario, so that would be the high migration demographic scenario, the lower household size and the higher obsolescence rate, you know, Kerry could require as much as almost 1,500 houses per year between 2023 and 2030, and around 1,400 houses per year between 2030 and 2040. So you can see that the estimates are quite sensitive to assumptions that we make.
And Paul, look, I know it's probably not your area, but changes, economic increases or crashes, policy changes, try and get more people living in and better use of the houses and house size we have as well, that might play a role down the line in this, like families living together, older people living with younger generations, all of those things that are meant to be better for the environment and better for social cohesion, that may play a role in the ultimate numbers when it comes to 2040.
Yeah, it may do. No, and like I said, just to point out, we didn't really cover that in the report.
Sure, yeah.
But you're absolutely right. Yeah, I mean, there's different ways that we can look about how we live and various things. But in terms of the actual growth rates and how many homes we need, like I said, we're within a range of 35,000 to 52, and these are very sensitive to the assumptions we make. But we don't really make any kind of specific requirements or specifications of the kind of dwellings that people will require. These are just units in terms of a volume.
Yeah, and obviously no idea of like the county, but where specifically in the county, that's down to local development plans and local area plans as to where best to build these houses for an expanding population.
Yeah, so we just go down to local authority level, so that would basically be all of the counties, and then you'd have maybe Galway and City County, Cork and City County, and you'd have Dublin City, Dublin, Dunleary, Rathdown, Dublin, Fingal, Dublin, South Dublin, whereas we just have the rest at a county level. We don't drill down any further than that. That would probably be the job of the local authorities. We just go to the local authority level, so you get a county level figure.
Yeah, okay, all right. Well, look, it seems like either way we need to get building and keep the increase in building going. But Paul, thanks a million for going through the figures for us in the show this morning.
No worries, thank you.